As President Trump tours the border today, the government shutdown grinds on. Day 20, no end in sight. The president is talking more about declaring a national emergency to go around Congress and use already appropriated funds to build the wall. We've been hearing from members of Congress from both parties, and joining us now is Republican Congressman Kelly Armstrong of North Dakota. Congressman, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
And what do you think about the idea, which looks like it's more likely, of the president circumventing Congress and you to get his wall and saying there's an emergency and I've got to just do it myself?
Yeah, I always hesitate. I think one thing that we need to always do up here, and I support this president a lot. He's been great to our state. But I get a little concerned when we start abdicating Congress's responsibility on a lot of things. That being said, the lowest number in the last 20 years that have had of illegal border crossings on the southern border is 400,000 people. So while the issue has risen to the top, I think it's been coming and percolating for a long time.
You seem like you're making the case that it is a national emergency and that he would be able to do this and it wouldn't be stopped in the courts.
Yeah, well, I'm an old trial lawyer, so you'll never get from me it won't be stopped in the courts. It will or won't be granted or denied in the courts until actually a judge has signed off of it. But I do think it is at a crisis point, and I think it's been building to a crisis point for a very long time.
Now, the president tweeted today that there is great unity among Republicans in the House and Senate. But last night, 8 House Republicans broke ranks, passed a bill with Democrats to reopen some parts of the government, the Treasury Department, without funding the wall. That is one more Republican, 8, than supported a similar bill last week. Are we starting to see cracks in the Republican Party?
Oh, I mean, each district has their own issues to deal with. But I think, I mean, when you're dealing with these issues, you're always going to have numbers like that. I don't think 8 is a serious number on the House side at this point, no.
Now, tomorrow, hundreds of thousands of federal workers are going to miss their first paycheck. There are other things not happening. The Food and Drug Administration has stopped routine food safety inspections. The FAA has stopped inspecting all planes at airports, although airlines are still doing some of their own inspections. Bank of America, Merrill Lynch, say they downgraded their estimate of economic growth by 0.1% because of the shutdown. Do you think this is all worth it for just $5 billion for a wall?
Well, I think it's a lot more than just $5 billion for the wall. I think if we don't have a real negotiation from both sides and leaders of both parties right now, that's something that can get that will pass the House, will get taken to the floor at the Senate, and will get signed by the president. I don't think it comes again. I don't buy the argument that we can open the government and then have a real conversation about that. And I think we saw some of that yesterday. So yes, I mean, even in North Dakota, where you can't get a lot farther away than the southern border than North Dakota. During our campaign and as we were out across the state, border security and immigration were huge issues, even in the state of North Dakota.
But are they as huge issues as making sure that the salad that you're buying at the supermarket is safe?
Well, they're as big issues as if you're not going to deal with this issue now. We've proven in a bipartisan fashion that we are really good at kicking this issue down the road for, I would say, going on over 20 years at this point. And I think it's time to address the issue.
So you're saying it is worth it?
At this point, yes. I mean, the longer they go, and those metrics can change the longer we go into this. But yes, we need to secure our border.
And how do you feel about what happened yesterday? The president getting up and walking out of a meeting, is that a good way to negotiate, in your view?
Well, I think when the answer on the other side is, if we do this right now, are we going to have a border wall? And the answer is no. I think we get a pretty good idea of where everybody is at. This president's made concessions for him. I mean, moving from a concrete wall to steel was a big deal. And it appears to me, at least from the Democratic leadership side, the negotiation is just, no, you're not going to get it under any circumstances. So when you get into those negotiations, a lot of times it's not a terrible idea to walk away and come back later.
Do you think that things will change dramatically tomorrow when the first pay period happens?
Again, that deals a lot with each particular member has to deal with the pressure points in their own district. And so we'll see how it continues to move forward.
That is Republican Congressman Kelly Armstrong of North Dakota. Congressman, thank you.
Thank you for having me.